The failings of Australia's aged care sector have been highlighted during the pandemic. Now, a new report reveals how many elderly Australians feel about their lives and their care. The results are disheartening. Only a quarter of aged care residents and people receiving home care packages feel that their needs are always being met, and very few complain about it because they don't think anything will change. The research has been prepared for the Aged Care Royal Commission, which will hold its final hearings in the next 2 days, as Caroline Winter reports.
For more than 6 years, 70-year-old Vida Meneghetti, who lives in the Illawarra region of New South Wales, has been on a Level 4 home care package, the highest level of support. It gives her $52,000 a year to spend on things like personal care, cleaning and transport. Yet her partner and carer, Linda Henderson, says it's not always the help they need.
At various times, she was sent people that she'd never met, that hadn't been agreed upon and didn't have the skills to provide the support that she needed. Although normally it was predictable and often it was excellent.
What our elderly think about the care they're getting has been captured in new research prepared for the Aged Care Royal Commission. 1,200 people receiving home care packages and on respite were surveyed, along with almost 400 residents across 67 aged care centres. Only a quarter felt their needs were always being met. For aged care residents, the biggest complaints were a lack of staff and inadequately trained workers. For people getting home care packages, it was a lack of value for money and trouble coordinating services. The survey was done for the Royal Commission by the National Ageing Research Institute. Associate Professor Frances Batchelor is one of the report authors.
It's extremely concerning because what it suggests is that the aged care system as it currently is failing a not insignificant proportion of the people who need it.
But despite this, very few complain because they don't want to be a nuisance or they're not sure who to report to.
People most often shared their concerns with family, friends and the aged care service providers, but only a minority, so less than 1%, made it through to the Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission, our national watchdog.
The report comes just weeks after the federal budget included another 23,000 home care packages at a cost of $1.6 billion. But with the federal government confirming there's a waiting list of around 102,000, it's far from what's needed.
23,000 is nothing.
And despite the concerns about the quality of care, Linda Henderson says people will take what they can get.
Because people are desperate for support.
So below par support is better than no support at all.
In some cases, yes.
This research will now be used by the Aged Care Royal Commission, which holds its final hearings this week. Marie Bernoth is an associate professor at Charles Sturt University and has more than 30 years working and researching in the aged care sector.
This research provides data that supports some of the stories that we've been trying to tell for years. And the other thing is that it gives a voice to the older people who are receiving the services and living in aged care. So, you know, that's invaluable.
The Royal Commission's final report is due in February.
Caroline Winter reporting.